You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We call this game Two Truths and a Lie.
You can better yourself. We're going to lie.
Right. Our resolution was to lie every Monday. The way this works is each of us throws out a statement or headline, and two of the statements that you'll hear are the truth. One of them is a flat-out lie, and you have to be able to figure out which one of us is lying. Hi, Marcella.
Hi.
Do you have a good holiday?
Sure. Busy.
Yeah,
they all kind of are, aren't they?
Did you have one of those holidays where you had to go to four different houses in 1 hour?
No. I worked. The only day off, I was off on Christmas and off on New Year's. I worked on New Year's. Just off on Christmas.
Oh.
Well, you're a productive member of society.
Well, thank you for working.
Yeah, we appreciate you working. Are you ready to play Two Truths and a Lie?
Absolutely. Let's give it a go.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go first in this round. You guys ready? All right. This year is a leap year. Emily?
Kelly Clarkson gave birth to her second child on January the 1st, and the little bundle of joy was the first official birth of 2016 for the state of Tennessee.
Haha.
Jeremy?
There's a guy that gets his back hair shaved into works of art every month, and his creations can now be seen on a calendar called the Cal and Hair, available for $20.
So, Marcella, who's lying?
I believe it's Emily.
You think she was lying?
Yeah.
Well, you're right.
Totally true. Yeah, she's still cooking that little bun in her oven.
So she did not give birth.
Nope.
You just won a prize, Marcella.
It's awesome. Actually that hair calendar.
Yay.
So.
Yeah, awesome. That's what I need. Yeah.
Hold on.
I just shaved my husband's own back hair, so it's all good.
Lucky devil.
Max Love, you should look into Ideal Image laser hair removal.
Nice plug.
We used to have one of our producers of the show was Matt, and he was one of the hairiest people you ever meet. And we actually shaved Mix 100 into his back.
That's sexy.
Have you seen the trend?
My husband's name is Matt, so maybe it's the same guy. No,
it's him.
I'm kidding, it's Matt.
Hairy men are shaving bikini shapes into their chest hair, so it looks like they're wearing a little bikini top.
I wish I could do that.
Oh, it is foxy.
Marcella, hang on the line, okay?
Thank you very much. You guys have a great new year.
You too. As well. Hold on. Who's next? It's Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yes.
All right. So how about if we all do a Star Wars one?
Well, it is the thing.
All right.
All right, Emily, you go first this time.
Okay. Get this. George Lucas originally hoped that Yoda would be played by a monkey wearing a Yoda mask.
I would watch that.
Jeremy?
Let's talk money. Star Wars, The Force Awakens pulled in another $88.3 million this weekend, bringing its North American total to $740 million in 3 weeks. And now that's just shy of the U.S. record of $760 million held by Avatar.
All right. And then how about Star Wars has already grossed well over $1 billion worldwide. But over the weekend, two major theater chains demanded a refund from Disney. The theaters claim that Star Wars fans are, quote, more likely to sneak in their own snacks and that concession sales are half what they normally are. Whoa. So the theaters want some money back from Disney. Who's lying, Nicole?
I'm going to say Jeremy.
Jeremy is lying?
All that money?
Yeah. No, man. That's true. It's raking it in.
Everything he spoke was the truth.
Yeah, and even the monkey one was true.
Was
true.
Yeah, Nicole, I was lying. They are not demanding money because Star Wars fans bring their own snacks.
I totally see that. I know a few.
A lightsaber sucker.
I'm looking at two of them.
Listen, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I may or may not have snuck in an Egg McMuffin to my 8 o'clock
show. See? I knew it. I knew it.
May or may not have.
Why wouldn't you, right?
Right there in the pocket.
A good egg muffin?
Right in your pocket.
Here's Connor. Hello, Connor.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Two truths and a lie. All right, Jeremy, you go first this time.
Twins in San Diego. They're getting some attention right now because they were born minutes apart right around New Year's. Jalen was born New Year's Eve at 11:59 p.m., 2015. Her twin brother, Luis, arrived at 1201 New Year's Day.
Oh,
twins that are born in different years.
I'm older than you.
All right, how about this one? After the game yesterday, the Broncos announced that they will slightly, people don't freak out, slightly alter the colors of their home uniforms for next season. The orange is staying, but for home games only, the dark blue will be replaced with teal.
It's time.
Oh, that'll look good.
Emily?
This is just a fun fact. The very first person to show their belly button on television was Cher in 1975. Ooh.
Who's lying, Connor?
Is that Santa?
Dom's lying.
Who's me?
What?
That's
the
you,
teal?
Yep.
You don't believe that about the uniforms?
I could see it happening.
Not one bit.
No, you're right. That's a total
orange
lie.
And teal. Orange and teal.
It was. Just, I thought the whole uniform
it doesn't
part
have
would
a
sway you. All right, you win the prize, buddy.
Hold on, man.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for.
Is it wrong that I believed that at first?
Yes.
Here's David. Good morning, David.
Morning.
Good morning. You ready to play Two Truths and a Lie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to go first this time. Bad news for fans of Game of Thrones. The author of the series, George R.R. Martin, says that the next book is not only not finished yet, and it was supposed to be finished in October, he says he has no idea when it will be finished.
Oh, no.
Emily?
Come on, Winter. All right. Jaden Smith, the son of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, was just named as the face of Louis Vuitton's upcoming spring-summer 2016 women's wear campaign.
Oh, sexy.
The sun.
All right. I got another Star Wars one for you. Chewbacca, you know, big old tall Chewbacca in the Star Wars movies? There's not one actor in there. It's actually played by two little people in that costume standing on each other's shoulders. One works the legs and one works the arms.
David, who's lying?
I want to say Jeremy.
Is that what you think?
That's ridiculous.
You should totally say Jeremy.
That was such
Can you see
stupid
it, though?
One.
Arms and legs.
I can't see that.
That's like a cartoon, you know?
David, you win the prize, although that was pretty much a layup. But, you know.
A layup?
Princess layup.
You hold on, okay?
Awesome.
All right. I can't believe he got that.
Here's Adam on line five. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Did you have a good holiday?
I had a great holiday.
Okay, good. Let's play Two Truths and a Lie. Emily, you go first this time.
All right, sweet Adam. A new study by Match.com found that people who use one or more emojis in each text message are more obsessed with sex and get more action than people who don't.
Thumbs up.
Wink face dumb. Thumbs up dumb.
Thumbs up.
Clapping hands dumb.
Jeremy?
The big blue horse statue out by DIA is actually placed over a hidden military missile silo that protects the airport.
Mm-hmm. And how about this one?
Shut up!
If you like pumpernickel bread, isn't that one of your favorites, Emily? Pumpernickel?
How can you resist?
You should know that the word pumpernickel is from an old German phrase that means devil's fart.
Just like my first boyfriend.
Just like my mother-in-law.
Who is lying, Adam?
I'm going to have to go with Jeremy on that one.
No,
yeah,
come
of course,
on.
That is right.
Really?
Shut up! It was good. It's totally plausible.
Why are you doing all these stupid
They're
ones?
Not. That's totally legit. You could see that.
He's been
what
hanging
a perfect
out with,
disguise for a missile silo.
He's been hanging out with Chris with a K with all those conspiracy theories.
It's stored underneath that with that that big tunnel they have under there. That
that's
goes
right,
where
they
to
keep
Wyoming.
The aliens.
And, and right. Elvis lives down there.
That's right.
Oh, for God's sakes. Adam, you win a prize.
Awesome.
Yeah, hold on, and Emily will come back and tell you all about it, and there you go. Another thrilling edition of Two Truths and a Lie here at Mix 100.3.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.